Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebefe hanging out with you guys this afternoon on a Friday. How about that? 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game. That's all. The Broncos beat the Raiders 10-7 in what was probably the worst game this NFL season. Once again, the teams had more penalties than first downs. That was what we were working with last night. I don't even want to analyze what broke, like what happened. Like, oh, the blocked punt, this and that, blah, blah. Should they have kicked the field goal instead of who cares? The game sucked. that's the bottom line. And the takeaways from that, like I mentioned in the last segment, is that Denver's going nowhere. Not with Bo Nix at quarterback. They need a prayer if that team's going to turn things around. Like, the record's really nice, but once we get to the big boy teams, it ain't happening for the Denver Broncos. But we discussed that in depth in the last segment. 20 minutes from now, I'll get to the popular betting sides in the NFL and in college football. Those BetMGM insights, courtesy our friend John Ewing. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday here at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how we doing on this Friday? Did you enjoy last night's game as much as I did?
As much as you did, yes. I thought you were going to ask, did I enjoy the game? No, I did not enjoy the game. I felt like it was some kind of punishment and that mercy was given upon us when the clock finally hit zero.
I mean, like, it really... We were talking about this earlier this afternoon, getting ready for the show. Like, I usually stick around for the post-game show because, like, you know, the buzz of a primetime game. It's like, all right, you stick around. Nah, immediately turned it off and went to bed. I was like, no, I wasted 3 hours watching this game. That's how it was.
Yeah, trying to commit extra time to that. And look, I love Amazon. They do a great job.
Yeah.
BetMGM, you know, we got that connection with them. You can't make Bo Nix the player of the game. That's just not allowed. That is not something you can do. I understand the picks were limited, but you can't just go to the quarterback. No.
They weren't that limited. Hey, pick any of the 11 defensive players on the Denver Broncos. Zach Allen, Nick Benito, Riley Moss, even though he got burned a couple times. Pick anyone, but anyone was on the Broncos offense, especially Bo Nix. Like, Bo Nix is the reason why the game was competitive. Like, if anyone bet the Raiders plus 9.5, I mean, you just send a fruit bags to get the Bo Nix. Like, and Raiders had no business covering that football game if it was a competent quarterback on the other side. My goodness. Yeah, player of the game. Get out of my face. All right, let's talk about what's going on today, Bill. What's the number one story we need to know this afternoon?
I mean, let's talk about a quarterback who can play football, and that is Jaden Daniels of the Washington Commanders. They got some good news today, as it appears Jaden Daniels does not need surgery on that dislocated elbow. The ligaments remained intact, so no surgery needed. Commanders plan to evaluate him after the bye week, which means he's going to miss this upcoming game against the Lions, the following week against the Dolphins in Europe, and then they're going to see that he might possibly be able to return at that point. So, Femi, some good news for Washington, but it also might be a little, too late.
Yeah, man, this is at least it's good news. But it also, if you're a Washington Commanders fan, you're like, man, could we have ever just beaten the Bears on that Monday night game? You know, like, that was a game that, like, the Bears clearly should have won, and, like, somehow we're about to give away, but then they did win it at the end. Like that's the kind of thing you're going to be thinking back to yourself. And also, too, just if... I mean, obviously, if Dan Quinn didn't have Jaden Daniels out there down by 31 against the Seattle Seahawks, that's, of course, the big what if this season. But I don't know if we can completely bury the Commanders just because I think they're going to go 1-1 over these next two games. Like, they're going to lose to the Lions on Sunday. They're going to beat the Miami Dolphins. Like, I actually feel confident saying they're going to beat the Dolphins. The Dolphins are a train wreck. Now, I do think the Dolphins might cover this Sunday, but like, the Dolphins are a train wreck. Here's a potentially fired head coach going overseas. I'm sure they're going to have a galvanizing trip over there in Madrid. Yeah, that's not happening. Like, the Commanders at least have something that they can play for, given the fact that Daniels is likely to come back after the bye week. I mean, I just got done undressing Bo Nix and the Broncos offense. Why can't they beat Denver in a home game? Like they could. The Raiders almost beat Denver. Like, Denver, they're the kind of team, because of their defense, they can beat anyone, but because of their offense, they can lose to anyone. So, like, I think that's a winnable game for Washington, especially if they have Daniels back behind center. At the Vikings, coin flip game. At the Giants, they'll be favored, but probably in that coin flip-ish area. Home against the Eagles. I don't know. They beat the Eagles last year at home, and then they're home against the Cowboys on Christmas. That's a very winnable game. Dallas isn't really beating down anyone's doors. And then, of course, at the Eagles week 18. Like, I don't think they're going to win all of those games, but if they did, I mean, they'd be in the playoffs, obviously, like, or at least have a chance to be in the playoffs sitting there at 10-7. So this is really, really good news for Washington, and it gives them something to fight for, not just this Sunday, but also next Sunday when they take on the Miami Dolphins in Madrid. That bye week is coming at the best possible time. But man, when we saw the injury last Sunday night, I thought that it was season over for Jaden Daniels. So they'll take anything in a positive manner for the team in our nation's capital. So great news for the Commanders. And now, let's see if they can keep the thing afloat to where it becomes impactful having Daniels play in the month of December. Bill, hit me with the next story.
I mean, we have a huge Monday Night Football game that we will all be watching, unless, of course, you have YouTube TV. And that is Eagles are in Wisconsin to take on the Packers. The Packers, of course, were the team that proposed the idea of banning the tush push last offseason. So no surprise, the media asked LaFleur about the tush push and his thoughts on it, and he really didn't have much to say. Quote, "I'm not going to get into it. It is what it is. The NFL made a decision. We have to try and find a way to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop." Femi, Packers are a 1-point home favorite in this one.
Oh, man, you know LaFleur hates this play. You know he does. And guess what, Matt LaFleur? You're in the majority. I think a lot of the country hates the tush push. So, like, it's not like you're out there on an island or anything like that. I will say this, though. That betting move in the market today, very, very interesting. Now, I haven't been able to check the injury report to see if maybe Cam Jurgens was back out there on the practice field for Philly. I know there was a couple of guys in the trenches that they had been missing. But, man, I am actually loving the Green Bay Packers in this spot. Like, this to me, I keep getting more Eagles money. Please, more. Let's get it to pick 'em if we can. Hell, let's flip favorites and have the Eagles be a 1-point favorite. This sets up great for Green Bay because the Jekyll and Hyde team, like, Green Bay, they're the reverse of, like, the bullies are. I don't know what you'd call Green Bay. I guess they're just kind of like a laissez-faire kind of a team because, like, the bully on the block beats the bad teams but loses to the good teams. Green Bay is the inverse. They lose to the bad teams, but they beat the good teams. Like Green Bay against the Detroit Lions, they waxed them. The Commanders, when they had Daniels, they beat them up pretty good. Like, this team shows up in the big spots, and this is a big spot, especially coming off of a loss, an embarrassing loss at home as a near 2-touchdown favorite against the Carolina Panthers. You will get the very best of the Green Bay Packers. And what do I always say on this show? I love betting on teams when I know I'm about to get their very best. Maybe it's not good enough to win, but at least they're going to give us their best effort. I think it will be good enough. I love Green Bay under a field goal. But I will also mention this, just because I thought this was kind of a funny quote. Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles, of course, their quarterback, Super Bowl MVP. We all know him. He was asked about returning to Lambeau Field for the first time because, if you all remember, his first start replacing Carson Wentz was against the Green Bay Packers. Not a start, but he replaced him mid-game. Like, they benched Wentz, and then Hurts came in, and then he was the quarterback for the rest of time, I guess we can say. But he was asked about, like, hey, like, at what moment did you know that you could play at the NFL level? And this is just classic Jalen Hurts. He said, quote, "No, that was not a moment when I knew I could play. I knew from practice." He's like, this is a classic Hurts. Hurts just has that kind of a confidence. It's going to make for a hell of a game, but a game, in my belief, will be won by the Green Bay Packers as they once again let us know, hey, we are Super Bowl good. We just happen to stub our toe against some really, really bad teams. Bill, hit me with the next story.
All right, Femi. Well, it's a Friday, so you know that means we're going to get some key injury notifications here. And for the Jaguars, we found out today that Brian Thomas Jr. is going to miss their upcoming game against the Texans. Now, of course, C.J. Stroud has already been ruled out for Houston. And because of the Stroud situation, despite it being in Houston, Jacksonville is still a one-point favorite in this one, Femi, despite no Travis Hunter and no...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Thomas.
I think the Texans are going to win this football game. Like, call it a hunch, call it a gut feeling, whatever you want to call it. I just think that the Texans are going to win this football game. Like, the Jacksonville Jaguars, what's the passing game? Brenton Strange is hurt. We got another backup tight end who's banged up as well. I guess they're going to try to run the football. Guess what? Houston has a great front four. They have a great front seven. They have a great defense in general. And the game being in Houston, what we know of this Jags defense, they're horrendous. Like, they're really, really bad. And Davis Mills, while he's also not good, is at least a functioning backup quarterback who now has an entire week to prepare. This isn't Davis Mills thrown into the fire against the Denver Broncos pass rush. This is Davis Mills against a Jaguars team that was letting the Raiders go up and down the field last Sunday. We all just got done watching the Raiders. They couldn't even acquire 200 yards against the Denver Broncos, but they were able to move up and down the field against Jacksonville. The best unit in this game by far is the Texans defense. This, to me, is a bet on Houston. Like, right now, you can find +1 on the Houston Texans. Maybe people keep betting Jacksonville once it's confirmed that C.J. Stroud is out, or I believe that is already confirmed. But I think there's going to be people that says, I get to bet against Davis Mills. Great. Fun. We'll bet on Davis Mills. I love the Houston Texans. And please, please, please give me plus money on the money line, because the Texans are going to win this upcoming Sunday. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, the Panthers are a 5.5-point favorite this Sunday as they welcome in the New Orleans Saints, but they may be without a key player in their offense. Tet McMillan is now questionable with a hamstring injury. McMillan was not on the injury report on Wednesday and Thursday, and the injury, quote, popped up on Friday, and he was limited in practice. Femi, that is never a good sign for availability on Sunday, but for now, we will wait for Sunday morning's inactives.
Yeah, popped up with a hamstring on Friday. Man, I mean, like, we're handicapping this thing. The favorite outcome is that he misses the game, right? Like, I don't know how he plays with a skill position guy with a hamstring injury. Like, you go out there and roll the dice and say, all right, Tet, gut it out. All of a sudden, he really messes up the hamstring. And then, hey, we'll see you on the IR, Tet. Like, that's not a good situation. I feel like Carolina is going to be cautious with their first-round pick from this past spring's NFL draft. Now, as it pertains to this game, Tet or no Tet, I love New Orleans. I bet +5.5 earlier this morning. I also bet New Orleans on the money line at +210. This, to me, feels like a game that's going to be decided by a field goal. And I like getting all of those points and that big plus money price when that's the contest. This, to me, it just seems like an overreaction to what we saw last week. And that's kind of how we're playing that Packers-Panthers result. I like Green Bay because everyone says Green Bay's bad now they lost to Carolina. And now I like New Orleans because everyone's like, oh, Carolina, look at them. Dave Canales. Did you know the Panthers are 5-4? Yeah, I know. And also, I know they're going to lose on Sunday. Because what does Carolina do well? They run the football. What does New Orleans do well? They stop the run. It's literally the only thing they do well. And now, if you can stop the run and Rico Dowdle and what he's been able to do, oh, by the way, he's off the injury report. He's good to go on Sunday. It's going to force Bryce Young to actually have to participate and throw the football. And if Bryce Young has to throw the ball without Teteroa McMillan, how do you think it's going to go for this Panthers offense? It's not going well. Tyler Shuck had some moments against the Rams. Now this is a big step down in competition, going from playing Super Bowl contending Rams to fraudulent 5-4 Carolina Panthers. This, to me, I think these two teams are much closer together than what the betting market thinks. Love the Panthers. Love the Saints, rather, getting 5.5. I think this is a close game. I think the New Orleans Saints actually win the game. So I'm betting New Orleans. I love New Orleans. And I think Carolina's a very, very overrated team this week. Bill, hit me with the next one.
All right, Femi, there was an odd controversy in Chicago this week. During last Sunday's wild win over Cincinnati, Rome Odunze was held without a catch on just three targets. Now, that prompted his dad, James Odunze, to go off on social media. He was elevating tweets that Rome Odunze should be traded, that he should go to a team that will actually give him the football, just kind of went off, and that obviously put Rome Odunze in an odd situation, especially considering when you consider the fact that Rome Odunze has more targets than anyone else on the football team by a comfortable margin. So here's what Rome had to say about it. "I don't make a big deal out of it," he said. "Obviously, he has his opinions and I have mine. He feels like he needs to voice those things on social media. That's his prerogative, but he speaks for himself and I speak for myself." Femi, this was the ultimate Little League dad move here by the dad of a really good NFL wide receiver.
Hey, we got the helicopter parents, man. That's what we got going on here. Like, it's like, get my son the football. In Rome, he's trying to handle this the best that he can. But Bill, you're a Bears fan. I mean, Jake's a Bears fan as well. But do you 100% believe Rome Odunze when he says that? Because whether you do or not, the perception to me at least feels like people are like, well, now you have to clean up your dad's mess, but you're definitely telling them that. Like, isn't that how you think people think about this Rome Odunze comments? Is just based off what his dad is retweeting out there during games?
Yeah, and that's the thing is, because Caleb Williams' dad did that last year, and a lot of people thought he was speaking for Caleb. This one, I don't feel like people think it's the same way, because it doesn't make any sense. Like, how can Rome be that pissed when he's got, 15 more targets than DJ Moore? It doesn't make any sense, Betty.
He needs 10 targets a game. Well, Caleb, you better get to work Sunday against the New York Giants before force-feeding Rome Odunze. This is so unnecessary. And a team in Chicago, this is not like last year where Caleb Williams' dad was angry, the team was losing, everybody was upset. This team's playing well. They're playing well. They have a pretty solid record. Like, let's get the good vibes going. You're favored at home. You're expected to win this game. Why do we need this mess? I know Rome Odunze says he doesn't speak for his dad, and I believe him, but what he needs to go ahead and say, hey, dad, you got to chill out, man. I'm a grown-ass man. I have a job. You don't need to be coming to my job or is talking about my job outwardly to people on social media who can then run with a storyline that doesn't need to exist, because 100% it is absolutely false. Rome Odunze has been getting the football for the Chicago Bears. On the other side, let's talk about some popular betting sites in the NFL and college football to wrap up this 3 o'clock hour here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.